Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
You're listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through His word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
What's up? What's up? You are listening to Tanika Drake. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior. Don't forget to come back every single day, every single week, in every single 60 minutes, 5 seconds, 24 hours, yada yada, to listen to Tanika Drake, because you might just learn something. I'm your girl, the Guru Warrior, speaks the truth. Peace.
Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations, tuning into Miss Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word. Continue to listen to this woman of God. She has a lot of good information, and she breaks down the word small enough for you to be able to digest it. Slowly but surely. So continue to listen to Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word, where you will be inspired, encouraged, and uplift to becoming all that you were predestined to be. Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations. You guys have an awesome day. God bless.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster, and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word, Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
Woo! I'm looking forward to it, Miss Tanika Drake. You already know. But you know what? I was hitting those high notes, now I got a little freestyle for you. Ooh, Miss Tanika Drake. She been doing it so real, never fake. She got such good vibes oozing out the phone that I feel so around when I am so alone. Picking me up when I'm down like, oh, Miss Tanika Drake, if they don't know, now they know. This is like a show promo, enjoy it, here we go with the ill type flow. What you saying? What you saying? I let it go. What you saying? What you saying? What you saying, Miss Tanika Drake? I let it go. Oh, I kill the rhyme slow. They be loving me and I let it like, oh. Yeah, you listening to Tanika Drake, ladies and gentlemen. Bang, bang.
You are here working in the mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in the mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this.
worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Thank you for tuning into God's Gift Through His Word with motivational speaker, author, and podcaster Tanika Drake. Stay tuned to be inspired, uplifted, and motivated to go forward in your faith. Now let's listen in to see what Tanika has for us today.
I will lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, He will not slumber or sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. He shall preserve thy soul, even forevermore. My help, my help, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord.
All right, you guys. Happy Thursday to you. I just felt like singing. I know it may be off key, it may be whatever, but I felt like singing. I just wanted to sing because that's where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord. So no matter what we do, no matter what we face, whether it's financial difficulties, whether it's things in our body, we know that all of our help comes from the Lord. So while going through my life right now, this is the year for me to take risks. And I have been taking some major risks, but I cannot be a coward in my own life. So I've decided to take some major risks, and I hope you'll do the same. And after going to the class last night that I always tell you guys about, and please forgive the background, I had to be in a different room. My son is sleeping in my room today. so anyway, I go to the Power Voice, which if you're interested in being a part of their learning how to articulate and communicate better, let me know. I can share that with you. But after listening to Mr. Tellerico talk yesterday, and we're always wondering about the how is God going to do things? The how is none of our business. We just need to be on the path that God has put us on, doing and being about our Father's business, sharing the word, being kind, and doing those things that God would lead and lay on our hearts. So as I go to today, I'm not going to be on here long because I'm really working to do different, be different, and just get my mindset on focusing on my task. I've enrolled in myself in some courses. So even if you're not going to college, you can always still be learning and growing and doing and applying. So I am applying some of the things that I'm learning. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the thing that we need to do. Dear hearts and friends, we need to just remember that we have everything that we need, truly. And if you want to do something, you got to start. So for me, I'm going to start teaching and sharing about, for those who might be listening that want to be a part of starting their very own podcast. And I'm talking basic. I'm talking just getting your message out there, not about the equipment. That's not this kind of party. I'm not talking about different types of mics. I might have to ask somebody for that stuff, but the technical stuff, the techie stuff, that's not me. I might have to interject some other podcasters that you can ask about the tech stuff. But if you are a believer and you want to share about your faith, one reason why you want to share, God has commanded us to do it. So sometimes in this time, right now with COVID going on right now, there is no better time than the present to start podcasting. So if you're interested in podcasting, then I would invite you to listen and to start wanting to do. So one of the first things of podcasting that you want to start is you want to know your why. Why do you share? You want to figure that out. And after that, you want to figure out your title. What kind of title do you want to name your podcast? That might take you a minute to mull over that. And you do that first, figure out why, then figure out your title. So your why is first, your title is next, and then you're going to need cover art. You're going to need some type of cover art. And these things are easy to find. So your title, you figure out your cover art. If you use the amazing platform of Anchor, they have amazing different types of cover art that has been brought to you by Unsplash. So you pick whatever different type of picture you want, and also they give you a link to whatever picture so you can put that in your description and give credit, because you want to give credit to where credit is due, whoever provided the picture. So that is very helpful too. So there's three things that you need to know to start: your why, get your title, have your cover art, and you're ready to start your very own podcast. Now, the why might be a little bit more intricate and more detailed because you know God has commanded you, but in your why, what else do you want to share? Are you sharing about motorcycles and the Lord of talking about sin? Are you incorporating music? Are you incorporating art? Because all of these things that we do, we can share, and they're all to the glory of the Lord. So figure out your why first, of course, and then figure out how you're going to share, what you're going to share. Are you just going to share about your life and your daily, whatever you're going through? If you're a mother, are you going to be sharing from the mom aspect of rearing children? Are you going to be sharing from different types of things that you do to keep yourself grounded, like self-care? So there's a whole bunch to figure out in your why. So those would be the first three things that you would need to get started. So that is my very short teaching and sharing about how to start your very first podcast. So if you want to know more, you'll have to stay tuned in, and eventually we're going to pull off a virtual event so we can really get into this and dig deep. So that's where I'm going. So thank you for tuning into that. Now, before I leave, I want to pray. And I didn't pray first when I jumped in here. So I want to pray and read a quick scripture to you guys and then get you out of here. This is a different way of doing my podcast today. But hey, you got to apply and got to get going. So let's pray and then let's finish with scripture and we'll close out. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for being our help. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being our calm in the midst of chaos and storms that rage in our life. Lord, I'm praying for all of those who are wanting to share your word, Lord God, and they want to share and they're a little bit on the uncertain side. Lord, I pray that you would help them to understand that they've been called for this. They are needed right now, and there is no time like the present to begin. So Lord, I thank you for your son who died on the cross and his blood was shed for the redemption work. And Lord, we are to be ambassadors and we are to do our very best to get the word out there, one seed at a time, one share at a time, always continuing to be about our Father's business. Lord, so help us to be on mission, on your mission, Lord God, and the vision you have for our life. Lord, it's your vision. We can't do anything without you, Lord. So if your vision is not realized, Lord, we shall perish. So Lord, help us to stand tall, walk bold, and do as you have called us to do. And Lord, thank you for just watching over us while we have slept and slumber. And Lord, you're not a God that sleeps. So thank you, Lord, for everything that you do and who you are. God, you are not changing and you are sovereign. And Lord, I thank you for everything that you share into our spirits. So Lord, as we go about our day, I would just like to pray for Gloria, Lord, that you would help her to make some decisions that she is working on in her own personal life. Lord, I pray about the ladies in BSF, Lord God, that you would intervene and cover them where they need help, Lord God. And Lord, I pray about the leaders that they commune and they pray and they learn and they study to bring the word to all of us BSFers every week. Lord, I pray for all the Bible study teachers and leaders across the globe, Lord God, that do this all the time on a regular basis. Lord, continue to give them the strength to pursue and to do. And Lord, I thank you for all of the people that pour into me, that check on me, that are just so much of a blessing. Thank you for these people. And Lord, I thank you for this time. And Lord, I pray for my family right now, Lord God, that you would give us help and strength. And Lord, I pray that everything that we need, Lord God, you've already provided. So Lord, I thank you for it. In the name of your precious son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. So this is a familiar scripture and some of you may know it. And if you don't, well, hey, today. So the song I was singing comes from the Psalm 121. So I am going to read it to you. So this is coming from the 121st Psalm. So it says, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for the reading, the hearing, and the doing of your precious and holy, magnificent word. Amen. So on today, this, like I said, is going to be a brief time, but I've been learning so much that I want to get in so much action. So I'm not sure when I'm going to start going live, but I do want to start going live, and I got to put some ideas into action, and I've got to start applying what I've been learning. So here I go again. Here I go again. Challenge myself to do something different every single day. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And sidebar, I've been learning about my hair as well. I know this is probably something that is a quirk, but this is where you can share. So when we talk about our why, we share all different types of stuff, but this is just a very quick sidebar. I have put some rice water to ferment. So I'm going to tell you guys about that tomorrow, what that's about, and probably something extra because I'm learning to do something with my hair as well. So my hair is always doing its own thing, but we're going to get it together. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. I appreciate you so much. And for every single guest that has come over and share, you know, I appreciate you. And I'm always looking for amazing sponsors that would like to sponsor a show. And maybe you would like to also want to advertise your business. Please send an email to ggthw, the number 18 at gmail.com, because this will help you and help me at the same time. So if you're interested, I'm definitely looking to talk to you. So remember that Pastor Jay has an amazing Bible study, Dig Deeper Bible Study, every Tuesday. And you could check that out on any podcast, Walk in Truth Radio Network, and also check out his Sunday services that he has going live on YouTube and Facebook. He's just doing amazing work. So definitely support the ministry and check him out. And if you have financial gifts, please support so they can still yet get their building that they are working towards. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And if you have not visited Martha's Place for Serenity Sunday, check out her podcast as well. So I tried my hardest to really put all of my other podcasters that are out here doing, sharing different types of things out there, because it's not just me. There's many podcasters, but there's a community of podcasters that I specifically know, and I want you guys to go and check them out and see who you like. Ann Capone's out there, the Ann Capone Show. You have We Live on a Planet with Patrick. You have Strong Body, Strong Soul with Maria. You also have the Mr. No Show. You have Spidey Heck. So there's so many people out there that I've met. So it's a great community, and I hope that you will check out some of these podcasters. And one more guru. So when you hear people sharing, I hope that you take time to go and go check out their podcast. Anytime they leave an intro, I love to put it on so people can go and check out who they are. So thank you guys so much for spending some time with me. I'm going to go all in this year. We will see what happens for 2022. I don't know what this 2021 is going to do for me, but man, it's take risk this year for me. So God bless your hearts for tuning in. I thank you so much for being here on today, and I hope that you will take a risk in your life. So God bless you and take care.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
Thank you all for tuning in. Today's episode was brought to you by the gift of finding God's love, guilt and shame turned into my shine. That book can be found on Walmart.com. Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. Definitely get your book now, and don't forget, you do not need to be hurt. So be blessed, motivated, and inspired. Happy reading, everyone. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have thoroughly enjoyed God's gift through His Word. Please don't forget to check me out on all the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, Player FM, Pocket Cast, Podbean, listennotes.com, loftycast.com, Radio Public, of course, and Spotify. There are tons more podcast platforms. You can definitely check me out on any of those that you feel to do. And please do not forget to get social with me. You can find me on Facebook, IG, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Let me know how you found me. Let me know how we can get connected. And maybe you can also be a guest on the show. So I hope you're going to have an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing afternoon whenever you tune into God's Gift Through His Word from all the different countries and from all the different places where you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find this inspiring. I hope you find it motivating. And I hope it helps you just a little bit walk a little stronger in your faith with the Lord. Have an amazing day. Remember to always be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has laid on your heart. Take care, and thank you for tuning in.